everybody. This is Brian from Surf Guru with your Wipeout Wednesday and Thursday Surf Report, brought to you by the Gnarly Charlie Grom Series. Hey, today on Wednesday, we still have some leftovers in the water, waist high with lucky bigger sets coming from the east in about 11 seconds. We have good morning winds. They're almost slack this morning, but looks like they're going to turn onshore, but stay pretty gentle for the afternoon. We got a pretty big high tide this morning, so keep an eye on your spots because it might get a little deep. For Thursday, we are down another notch, thigh high from the east at 8 to 9 seconds. Gentle offshore winds are going to turn onshore for the afternoon. After that, looks like we're going to be dropping off all the way through the weekend. But we do have another big swell that's probably going to start building on Monday. At first, it looked like it would kind of show up around like Sunday afternoon, but things stalled out a little bit. And honestly, things are a little weird out in the Atlantic right now. We have two disturbances out there, and they are very close together. Usually that means that one kind of sucks the energy out of the other and forms up and the other one fizzles out. But the National Hurricane Center is giving both of these a 90% chance of development, which is supported by the Euro model and the Icon models right now. All the models are still expecting these two disturbances to swing north well before they get to Florida, but the Euro is bringing the first one, the eye of the first one, about 250 miles offshore, and the second storm about 600 miles offshore. That would be, in my opinion, kind of the worst case scenario because it would bring that first storm pretty close, which would translate to stronger nearshore winds and lower period surf. And even if that second storm does send us a nice swell, it's got to go through the first storm and fight those winds, and you know, it's just going to end up being more of a mess. The Icon model is saying something pretty similar to the Euro, but it's keeping a little further offshore. It's also having the closer of the two storms dip a little further south, so there's a little more separation in them. The GFS is kind of saying what I was expecting, which is that first one's going to fizzle out, and the second one's going to build and then swing north about 700 miles offshore. And historically speaking, that's kind of what's happened in the past. Also, it's on track for what's been happening this season where these storms build and then they just head up north, swing up by Bermuda. And of course, that is the best case scenario because that'll bring us a nice swell for early next week. So I'm going to keep an eye on this and keep you guys updated and be back on Friday. And until then, as always, keep an eye on those cams. That's the best way to know what's going on your favorite spot. And hey, everybody, thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.